Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
ESPN Wisconsin. He is Battle for Wisconsin, Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Brust family on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, calling us, texting us on the First Midwest Bank talking text line. First Midwest Bank, division of Old National Bank. 800-990-3776. Get 800-990-3776. And you can text Battle in to 800-990-3776 to win a four pack for the Battle for Wisconsin Team Decker versus Team Ingold. Ben Brust will be representing Team Decker. Just do not go on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust and watch the video that was created by these two knuckleheads. Some of the worst camera work I've ever seen by Josh DiMaggio.
I mean, and Ben Brust, it's embarrassing.
And Ben Brust, you have the bat speed of my grandmother, and my grandmother is dead.
Whoa!
Yeah.
You are willing to make a joke about me on behalf of your dead grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a year. I mean, we've had
so morbid.
I mean, seriously,
dude,
though, like, what?
There was an MLB baseball bat. It's a wood.
You are a professional athlete. You are a 30-year-old man.
Was.
You should be in peak physical condition. You talked about your guns, and now you're getting jacked
I
out.
Am.
You swung that bat like you
You
were...
can't even see how fast I swung the bat because Josh DiMaggio is so damn scared that he's shaking in his panties while he's shaking on the video.
Despite how bad the video quality was, the one thing I noticed was that you swung that bat like it had six donuts around it.
Dude.
But
I got the money
your hand,
shot.
Your hand-eye coordination was awesome because you got it right on the barrel.
It's I can't tell if this is a bit or not.
Wait, I don't know what you mean by a bit.
Like, you actually think I had slow bat speed there.
Very much so. Do you see how distraught he is that I'm criticizing his bad speed?
I can't believe it. No, I can't. You can see my face on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust as well in our live stream. Just, I've already made more eye contact with Greg today than I did yesterday.
I call him like I see him. You had bad bat speed on that. I'm trying to get you ready for the event. Maybe next time choke
get
up
on
a little
out there.
Bit.
Get on out there with me. Let's see your bat speed.
My bat speed was... You don't want to see
my
bat speed.
Don't want to see it.
You got to choke up and get a lighter
don't
bat.
Don't give me the choke up thing. The choke up is what you tell to the kid whose bat is too heavy for him.
You're the kid whose bat was too heavy for him.
I
get a lighter bat
and get
a choke
take the
up.
Bat. And beat you with it.
I don't think you are. I mean, look, I said got it right on the barrel, which I give you credit for. But the bat speed, no good.
Luis Lopez used that bat in a real major league game.
And Luis Lopez was a much stronger man than you.
That's what I'm saying. That thing's 34 pounds, and I thought I swung that thing really fast, really
Not
well.
Not 34 pounds, Ben. 34 ounces. Meaning that it is how many pounds?
Crap. That would be just over 2 pounds.
Yeah, so
2 pounds, 2 ounces.
I think we need to have a home run derby here. Everyone put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Where your mouth is.
Josh couldn't make contact.
You were the absolute worst camera person I've ever
here
seen.
We go.
Ben, you had slow bat speed, and
Greg's amazing.
No.
Right, everybody?
And Greg picked up 34 shirts in the dry cleaner.
Yeah, I did.
Let's talk about you.
You can't. 34 shirts.
34? Did the dry cleaner say this is a record?
Nope.
Did they look at you like you were crazy?
No, they did not.
They didn't say anything about the fact that you dropped off 34 shirts.
When I dropped off, she thought it was a heavy order, but she basically just said, yeah, you might need to give us an extra day.
That's it?
It would take long to dry clean them, but the tagging process to her. But I think she was just being a little bit lazy in the moment. It was kind of the end of her work day, and I think she was like, I don't want to have to tag all 34 of these shirts. I put half into launder, half into dry clean. If you really want to know my dry cleaning, I don't think anybody's interested in this, but that's my story.
No, I think it's quite interesting. I can't imagine. The most I've ever dropped off is probably 8 shirts. You quadrupled that.
Ben, you wear the same 5 shirts every week.
That's not true. I've added more clothes to my repertoire. Have you not noticed?
You got 3 new polos from American Family Insurance
more
Championship.
More pullovers. And you... I have 5 new pairs of shorts that I mix into the workday, which makes Greg very uncomfortable when I wear shorts.
No, I haven't mentioned it. That one day where you had the shirt tucked into the shorts.
You know what it was?
With the belt on, like, and the shorts were hiked up. Like, you just looked like a little kid.
That was it. It wasn't the fact that it was the shorts. It wasn't the fact that it was the collared shirt. It wasn't the fact that it was the belt. The shorts were a little hiked up.
And the all of it together, like, I think if you tucked in today, it would look okay. Like, all of it together that day, it was just, you were looking a little bit like a kid.
But I feel like untucked is, like, the style now.
Depends what you're trying to go for. I mean, you dress like a slob anyway, so it kind of fits your MO.
On stream, I don't dress like a slob. These are nice pants. If I were to tuck in this shirt, I would have to wear a belt, correct?
Dude, just don't even. It looks disgusting when you pull your shirt up like that.
All right, don't go to the stream on Twitter at Scalzone.
I mean, because you don't have, like, the belt, and you're, like, kind of pushing out. Because
I just realized I also don't button the top button. Because, you know, I have tummy issues. This is why I don't. If I were to button this the rest of the time.
Right back on the bed. See how he did that?
I didn't plan on this.
Oh, it's an 8. It's an 8. Your ability is an 8. Let's get on to what we talked about yesterday. We said, hey, Scalzo and Bruss family, last night we're all going to watch Rise, the movie, Disney Plus movie with Giannis and Antetokounmpo. And I think we all, I'm guessing, completed the homework assignment last night.
No. Because there was never an agreement amongst
Ben. You were crying yesterday.
Find me the audio.
Ben,
you made fun of my schedule.
Yeah, I didn't make fun of it. I said we have to work around Ben's schedule, and Ben said, "No, you don't. You don't have to work around my schedule at all." And we said, "Okay, then let's watch it tonight." Even though you have basketball, you said, "I'm done with basketball at 8." You had 7 p.m. basketball,
and then you
last
kept
night.
Going into the rest of the week, so it made me feel like we did not. We never said, Josh, are you watching it tonight? Yes. Greg, are you watching it tonight? Yes. Ben, are you watching it tonight? Yes.
That's how we do things?
That's how we need to do things, so it's very clear. The directions are not going to be confused. And look, ask the audience. I guarantee the Scalzo Bros family didn't know they had a homework assignment.
Hilsey chimes in 800-990-3776. First, he says, RIP to Nana Scalzo. Thank you, Hilsey. Appreciate that. Also said, I'm guessing 34 shirts isn't even a record for Scalzo. I don't think it's a record, but it's getting close. And then said, Benny, watch out. Twitter will ban you for your baby thumbs. Everybody knows Benny's got baby thumb-like nipples.
Wait. We went through flaws yesterday. How are my baby thumb nipples
coming
up?
Because you just were lifting your shirt up.
I didn't lift my shirt. No skin was shown.
There was some skin show.
Yeah, there was skin.
Ryan and McGuanago chimes in and says, my general curiosity wonders why Ben has such a super slow bat. I agree, because you're not a weak guy. You're a strong guy. You're a good athlete. That's probably what caught me off guard. You were just trying to get the barrel on it, weren't you? TJ from the road chimes in and says, 22 shirts was my record when I was outside sales. TJ also says, I heard loud and clear yesterday that Rise would to be watched. I think he meant Rise would be watched last night by the family. Ryan and McGuanago echoes that, said last night was the Rise night. Everybody was expecting it.
So family, text in with your Rise thoughts, because right now you sound like a bunch of Greg Scalzo puppets on the text line.
I'm starting to think it's
Greg Scalzo has trained.
I don't think
the Scalzo and Bruss family, that when he says something, they should just agree. No, you've Pavlov dogged our text line. That's what you've done.
Jonah in Cedarburg chimes in and simply says, Margs.
Oh, my God. Yes, sure. I talked about margaritas as margs yesterday. Did it annoy some people? Maybe. But I'm trying to move on from it. But you guys have elephant memories.
For those that don't know, elephants have good memories.
Who doesn't know that?
I don't know. It's just you said you have elephant memories.
I should have said memory like an elephant. That'd have been a little bit better.
All right. So will you watch it tonight? Is tonight work for you and your busy schedule? What did you end up watching last night after you got back from basketball?
Yesterday night. I don't really think anything. I just ate some stuffed peppers that were made by, you know, the girlfriend, and we just chatted. We had a nice chatting night. Just talking. What? Oh, this doesn't help my case. You're saying this face that you're making makes it seem like I had an opportunity to watch Rise. I don't know why you guys are being silent.
I just love the idea of you just being like, oh, it was a chatting night. It was a chatting night. We just chatted. What'd you guys chat about?
That's personal.
Okay. What about tonight? What do you have tonight?
After the show from 6 to 6:30, we have a post-show meeting with Josh DiMaggio and Greg Scalzo and myself. And then from 6:30 until I fall asleep, Rise can fit in the schedule.
All right, there we go. Rise tonight. The homework assignment for the Scalzo family.
Josh, will you watch Rise tonight?
For those who didn't watch it last night,
Greg, will you watch Rise tonight?
I watched it. I watched it last night.
No, you
didn't. I did my homework assignment.
No, you didn't. Look at me in the straight face.
Josh DiMaggio watched it.
He didn't do it.
Josh, did you watch it?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I watched Rise. Giannis,
he is. Very rarely does my guy Greg leak confidence in sentences. I feel it.
800-990-3776. Capiche? Everybody got it? We got our marching orders?
Capiche.
All right, we good.
Good
Ben,
word.
You got it?
Capiche.
Done. ESPYs nomination comes out. ESPYs nomination comes out.
Oh, by the way, bat speed was fast. You're just making it up to make me mad.
I am 1,000,000% not making that up, Ben.
You're doing it to get on my nerves, which has been a thing that I've been noticing.
It's not been a thing, Ben. You can deflect all you want.
On Twitter, at @ScaleZoneBrush, Joshy's horrible choreography is on there. But when you watch this, this bat speed is freaking Aaron Judge-like. I mean, I'm like Rowdy Tellez against the Blue Jays, except righty.
I mean, Ben, that's not pretty bat speed right there. Josh knows it too. Josh even agreed. But look, if you need to convince yourself that that's good bat speed, go for it.
All right. Then
look, you're playing at the Battle for Wisconsin game. I will not be in attendance. But
you have a better weekend planned. What?
I'm trying to think of what weekend it is. I just know that. Oh, it's
your pops.
Yeah, my dad's in town. Yeah. I mean, look, if you do you. I'm just trying to help Team Decker in Battle for.
Then how about tomorrow?
I mean, I can't even move on off of Ben. Like, here's my thing right now. For the last 2 days, you've acted like I've launched this all-out assault. And all I've done is try to move on to topics that don't revolve around you. And all you do is continue to insert yourself in the middle of everything. I started going off on the ESPY nominations. And you were like,
we'll get
my bat speed's not that bad.
Yeah, I want you. If you're going to be critical, I'd rather have you coach and come help. Like, come outside.
I told you, get a lighter bat, choke up. You guys didn't invite me to come outside. Choke up, get a lighter bat, and you thought that was insulting.
Little bit. I mean, it's just like, I don't know.
A 36-ounce bat is really heavy.
Nobody wants to be told they need a lighter bat.
Then swing faster. What do you want me to do?
Does anybody, like, if I told you, hey, you need a lighter bat, wouldn't that hurt a little bit?
Not really. I was told all growing up I needed a lighter bat.
This explains a lot.
This
explains a lot.
Why? When you're smaller, you tend to be.
I never needed a lighter bat. So
that's because you stopped playing baseball when baseball was important.
When was it important? High school?
After Little League. Like, you didn't even play in middle school.
I played travel through eighth grade.
Quote unquote travel.
Oh, good.
Travel.
Arlington Cardinals through eighth grade. Give me a break. Don't air quote travel. Now I'm throwing out credentials for middle school baseball.
I mean, you, I think, have a stat, like, anything that I would have done to make you feel like sound like a worse baseball player, you've done to yourself. I've done nothing other than said that your bat speed was slow, but your contact was great. Your hand-eye coordination was great. Got the ball right on the barrel. Head down.
Isn't that what's most important in softball?
See, now you're admitting that you had slow. Like, what do you want me to do here?
You're right.
You want me to lie?
Yeah, I want you to lie one time for the sake of my confidence.
You know what? Ben is 6'3", and he's got great
bat speed.
I
hate you.
Great bat speed.
Hate you.
TJ from the road chimes in and says, what you don't want to hear is you need a longer bat. Also, nice. Woof on that swing, Ben.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Unbelievable.
Ezra from Port Washington points out
he's mean.
That Ben just referred to videography as choreography.
I did do that.
800-990-3776. Let's go to John from Cascade quickly in the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. John from Cascade, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. What do you got for us?
Thanks. I think, Greg, if you were nicer in your approach to Ben in saying maybe he would have better results with a lighter bat, it would be a little softer than, hey, Ben, you need a lighter bat.
I agree. It's all about the delivery, John from Cascade. Hey,
John,
I appreciate
John,
it.
Ben is a 30-year-old man. Do you think that it's really on me to cushion that
I know.
For him?
Apparently, yes. But no, you're correct.
I
I'm
thought
just
I liked him. Get him
team.
Out of here. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, John. Ben hung up on John from Cascade.
Greg spun the web.
There
he got
no
John in the web.
Ben, he's saying I need to baby you. If I babied you, you would get more upset with me than if I treat you like an adult, even if it is harsh.
I don't know about that. I think if you babied me, you know I would like it.
Hey, yo.
That's what she said.
That's what our conversations were about last night after basketball.
Me babying you?
No, my girlfriend babying me.
Wait, really?
No.
Does she need to change the way that she talks to you, like to couch things a little bit, cushion them?
I played pretty poorly yesterday, so she had to soften up. Like she had to be
in basketball.
Wait. What? We're not going down this path.
Wait, so you have a bad night in basketball, and she needs to like be there to like be your shoulder?
Yeah. Dude, I can't shoot anymore. It's not good heading into the Summerfest charity event.
It gets in your head right now because you know that's coming up?
No, I haven't been able to shoot for like the last year and a half. Since I've started playing, I can't make shots.
I mean, your stats were pretty good. You were shooting at 40%+.
No, I'm at 29% this season.
Ooh!
Yeah. 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 Now, do you know why I need a shoulder to cry on?
Benny Westbrook.
Dang, Josh!
Assault. Tausche joins us next on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
The people that drive me nuts are the landmark people. And they go north.
Well, don't tell me east, north. I don't know what direction
that
is.
I don't know what I'm going, what direction I'm going. The street says
look
east.
At the sun.
Head north on North Avenue. There's a south. You could be going south on North Avenue. That doesn't make sense to me.
How does that? It's the name of a street. So it's a two-way street. You think both ways are north?
No, I know both ways aren't north. That's why it drives me nuts.
I mean,
there shouldn't be a south North Avenue.
If
isn't that an east?
I will.
Even more confusing. I hope it's not.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The myth, the legend. Open up the door. You hear him every day, 9 to noon, across these very stations. I don't know why I said that.
Green what, Bay the man, Packer. The myth, the legend thing?
Yeah, I just had nothing. I stand by.
He is. He's a man, a myth, and a legend.
Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher joins us now on Scalzo and Bruss across ESPN Wisconsin. Tausche, we manhandled the stand-up challenge. Both of us did it. First try. Josh, however, messed up the video just like he did in this Battle for Wisconsin deal, so we can't post it on social. What I want to know is if you met a guy who repeatedly used the word margs instead of margaritas, what would you think of that guy?
Just wait, he says margs, like for a margarita?
Like I would incessantly.
I think if it's just to mess with you, I actually would like it. But if it's, like, legit, he's saying Marge just to say Marge, he's a total nerd.
Like Jesse Nelson, right?
Is that what Jesse does? Is he says Margs?
No. Unfortunately, Tausch, I say Margs, and I didn't realize it was that big of a deal until everyone was saying, stop saying Margs on the radio. It sounds so annoying. I call margaritas Margs.
Yeah, is it because you have so many other words you need to say that you need to shorten margarita to get the rest of your knowledge out? Or what? Why are you shortening margaritas to margs? Because it doesn't make a ton of sense.
I mean, there's so many words that are shortened. Why is margs versus, like, for the margarita shortened, the one that we're going to nitpick on? I had my girlfriend and like, six gals over, and I made seven margs, one for each of them.
Seven margs for your mamacita, huh?
Shaking them up too, Tausche. Mango, strawberry, half and half, whatever you wanted. Cool. We were making it happen.
He's the worst.
Yeah, you see why we were annoyed by him now?
Yeah, he's annoying. There's no doubt. So, Benny, I was listening to you on my three-hour drive down to Muskego when I had to drive three times, and I would have had to drive three times in 3 days for our baseball tournament. And you were uber uncomfortable on the radio when you were interviewing your girlfriend's friend on the radio, which you were really, really uncomfortable.
That was a weird one because I've never seen him as uncomfortable, Tausch. And me and Josh kind of fought him on even bringing her on because he really wanted to. Like, he pushed that on us, Josh. We didn't push that on him. And then she was
full of crap.
That is 1,000%.
The interview didn't go the way he thought it was going to go.
It was a situation.
What did you think was going to happen? Yeah, what did you think was going to happen?
What I thought was going to happen, to Josh and Greg's credit, probably wasn't the best idea. I wanted to get dirt on my girlfriend, and they were like, we don't care about the dirt she has. We want to know what their perspective is of me.
Ben, it's your name on the show. It's going to be about you. Why would you care? Like, Green of Earth, is that what you guys call her? Even though you said her name on air. So you have to apologize to Chewy now. After Chewy said her name on air, you scolded him.
I've never said her name on air. Where were you coming up with that?
I heard you or Scout.
I slipped up and said it on the air.
Your show needs to apologize to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on air.
You know what, Tausch? When I yelled at Chewy, I told him that he should take notes because there's a real professional Packer Hall of Famer from 9 to noon. I don't need you coming into our business. Stay out.
Well, I'm just telling you how I see it, because you asked me to join, and that's how I see it. But I digress. So you're telling me Scals was able to do the stand-up. We bet that Benny B would be able to do it, and Scals wouldn't.
Yeah.
You both finished the stand-up challenge, no problem.
And actually, Scalzo got it first try. I got it, like, second try. And
well, you kind of fell back the first one, but I almost had
the first one, but I wanted to get it real. I got it the second time. You got it first time. This is the stupidest challenge you've ever come up with. It was so easy.
I loved it because that Jesse Nelson video, I saved it. I sent it to my family back east. I sent it to all of my friends. It put the biggest smile on my face.
You ever see a seesaw try to come to life?
I think if you're asking the U.S. population, I don't think it's more than 20% are doing it. That's where I think that number comes in. If you're looking 25 and older, I don't think you're going to be more than 20% of the population can do it.
Tausche, can I just ask where you found the stand-up challenge? Because there was something similar to this on the internet, and did it resurface?
I didn't do it. My wife, we were at a party, and my kids were doing it. And I think it came via TikTok, maybe. I did not, obviously, I have other creative ideas. This was not mine. But then as we were doing it, we saw Jesse struggle, and Alex Strofe about took out the studio. Strofe is a 23-year-old dude that couldn't do it. So that's why I think it's a lot more difficult. And I got to admit, I'm shocked. I need to see video evidence that you guys actually did it, though.
If you saw, look at on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss Tausche, there's a video of Ben Bruss swinging like what looks like a tree trunk based on the bat speed. And Josh DiMaggio is filming it. That's the guy that we had in charge of the camera. And you'll see how bad Josh is holding a phone still to create a video. But we'll do our best to get something for you.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Talking with Tausch here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Tausch, you know, you're what with Jesse Nelson today. What's hot off the press in the Packers world, man?
We did not talk Packers today, if you can believe that.
I believe it. Why not?
I have to admit, I had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and Scal, thanks for saying happy birthday. I appreciate
it. Happy birthday,
you.
Brother.
No, you actually did. I was saying thank you, and I appreciate you. You're a good friend. I'm getting old, and I was having a real hard time. I continue to think, even though I know athletically I'm nowhere where I was, I understand all that. Strophy made me feel really old today, and then I started thinking, what do I do that is really young? I went to a Glass Animals concert. That made me feel young. But there's a lot of other stuff, and I'm not a young guy. I play pickleball. I play golf. So that was the deal today. I had a lot of, you know, our fans trying to help me feel younger. That was the gist of our show today. So we didn't talk any Packers. We got Wildy coming back the rest of the week. So we'll hit all the Packers stuff that we could, you know, that we
need.
Was
it like a substitute teacher today?
A little bit. Yeah, I think that, yeah, a little bit. But, you know, Jesse, I thought, ran a good show. I was really pleased with Jesse's performance the last couple of days.
Don't hear that.
That guy gets away with murder, huh? Tausch, have you seen the new Giannis movie Rise on Disney Plus?
No, we're watching it tonight.
All of us are.
Yeah, I'm driving to a Little League. We got a Little League baseball game here at 5 o'clock, and then it's Giannis time tonight later. And I'm fired up to see it. I think it's going to win some major awards. I do. And that's before I've even seen it.
Speaking of awards, ESPY nominations are in. Aaron Rodgers nominated for Best Male Athlete. No Giannis. Giannis didn't even get nominated for Best NBA Player, which I was pretty shocked about. Best Athlete in the state, Tausch, do you give that to Rodgers over Giannis? Because I feel like that's...
No.
I agree.
No.
Nationally, how does Rodgers get the nod and Giannis get left off?
Because Rodgers won the MVP, and I think people had Giannis fatigue. So, yeah, I mean, Rodgers ain't winning either. I think Cooper Kupp will probably win because he won a championship, and my guess is he'll be out there. The Rams are going to get celebrated. But Giannis right now, I put up on Twitter yesterday, I think he is the greatest draft pick in the history of the state of Wisconsin. I'll stand by that. And I think as we sit here right now, even though Aaron Rodgers is still playing at an incredibly high level, I think Giannis is definitely the most popular athlete in the state of Wisconsin, and I think he is the best athlete. When you factor everything into the equation, I think he's the best athlete in the state right now.
Tausch, what do you got for us?
Yep. In poor taste, do you guys think putting a coupon from a oil change place to a coffee barista as a tip is in poor taste?
Yeah, that's IPT.
I would agree. I agree. I figured I'd ask.
How do you, like, what if they have, I don't know, what if they have maintenance under the next 3 years, or what if they don't need an oil change, or what if they have a connection? Give them cash. Give them cash. That's what they're working for. Let them do what they want with their tips.
I totally agree. I saw one of my friends did that. I thought it was funny, and I thought, man, this is perfect for an IPT scenario. I definitely agree with you guys. I think it's in poor taste as well. But I love this idea, and I think if we can, I think we can collaborate and see who can come up with the most ridiculous in poor taste ideas. As we're winding down here, football season is getting closer and closer. I love this idea as a topic, and I think we're going to continue to do it on a daily basis.
Tausch, import taste, a barista flirts with a wife at a graduation party. Is that in poor taste?
No. My guess on this scenario, and Sarah was, you know, she shot straight with me, kind of told me what was happening. I believe he was just being overly friendly and trying to be smart about trying to get tips. But Sarah's convinced that she was hitting on, or he was hitting on her. I was all right with it. I felt like the whole scenario, the way it played out, this barista made Sarah feel really good.
Did you clench your fist once?
I I wasn't there. I only could hear this second-handed. So I did not actually see it unfold. I only could hear it.
I feel like you guys could do an entire Ben Brust week on in poor taste.
I think you're probably right.
Not even just saying, like, innocently, sometimes I feel like you just do some things and, like calling the maintenance man to plunge your toilet in poor taste.
Unclog my toilet.
Yeah, I think this is a segment made for Ben Brust. I do. And you guys can definitely use that because I think this happens. Ben calling his super about people swimming at 10 o'clock at night. Like, Ben, I thought that I'm getting old.
Dude,
Ben is like
it was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday.
You're staying at an apartment complex during the summer when you only get to use the pool for a certain time. What do you think is going to happen?
On Water Street in downtown Milwaukee.
I don't know. I'm a rule follower. I just didn't think everyone else was a bunch of animals out there.
Well, I guess you were wrong.
Tausche, thank
you. In poor taste to stay past 10 p.m.
No, it's in poor taste to complain and tattle on everybody to your leasing managing office and try to get the party shut down.
IPT. Rusty, total IPT by you, for sure.
All right, I'll own that one.
Thanks, Tausche. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Mark Tausche, Will DeGatausche, weekdays 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin. Good stuff there from Tausche. The calling of your apartment complex to deal with this issue is one of those rare times where I can tell it's actually bugging you because you really want to tattle on them.
I do.
But everybody's making you think twice about it.
Yeah. No,
like
it's
normally
it's
you can kind of let this stuff run off the shoulders. Like this one, I can tell that like there's conflict on your face.
No, like I had my guys, I had my surround sound at full blast and it's a loud speaker and I can still hear screaming and yelling in speakers. The rules say no speakers and they were past 10 p.m. I know I sound old. I know I sound ridiculous, but like I just want to enjoy a Wednesday night.
Everybody looks at Wednesday night and says, I just want to enjoy my Wednesday night. Is sports journalism dead? We'll talk about it next. I'm 1-0. It's Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
35, the minimum age required to become president of the United States. Don't you learn some of this stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't pay attention to that, but I do know 35.
That's the boring stuff.
Scalzo and Brust.
I knew 35 because I grew up wanting to be the president. I would have been brilliant.
Instead,
you still can be, Ben. You're not even at the minimum age yet.
Well, my intelligence might be questioned.
At what point in your life did you realize, hey, I might not be up for this position of president of the United States?
My first ACT.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing some push-ups right now at the Gerber Law Office, One Call That's All Studios in Milwaukee. A little embarrassed about the slow bat speed on display that you can find on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust and the hideous video work done by Josh DiMaggio, who's running the show here. We've got Alex Strofe back to Park Bank. Nope.
3NIP G.
3NIP G. The Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. Downtown.
I believe his grandma had 3NIPs too. It's crazy.
At the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square. Nothing like Ben just coming in like a bull in a china shop. Let's just get into some one or zeros.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Jonah in Cedarbrook does chime in and says, hey, Ben, Greg babied you all day yesterday, and if I remember correctly, you were still mad for the majority of the day, and that it is in poor taste to call margaritas margs. Yes, earlier you said you wanted me to baby you. Jonah, the official and official robot builder of the Scalzo and Brust family, is of the belief I babied you yesterday, and you were still upset at me. He's saying, basically, I'm in a lose-lose relationship here.
You know, I think Jonah's kind of a...
Josh, one or zero, Greg's in a lose-lose relationship because if he babies Ben, then Ben gets upset that he's babying him. But if he doesn't baby him, then he gets upset that Greg is mean to him.
Zero.
Of course, Josh takes the path of least resistance.
Colorado Avalanche beat writer Mike Chambers has come under fire after posting pictures of himself celebrating with the Stanley Cup and smoking a cigar, to which many Big J journalists and some fans have taken exception with. 1 or 0? Beat writers should get to celebrate with the teams who win championships.
0. Absolutely not. Like, this is the destruction of all things sports journalism. This man's job is to be an objective arbiter of information so that he can connect the fans and the team in a way that allows the fans to make a judgment. He can't be trusted anymore. If he is not that objective arbiter, how are we supposed to trust the information that's being funneled to us? Like, this is the problem now when you talk about not trusting sports journalism, because everybody's just turned into a fanboy. You think 30 years ago that, you know, these guys didn't grow up as fans of the team they covered? Of course they did. But they were able to separate that, compartmentalize it, and still report objectively in a way that allows for the reporting to be accurate and non-biased. This is everybody now. Every time you see it.
That was amazing. I'll answer in the same way as Greg in a different way. 1, beat writers should get to celebrate with teams for the every reason that Greg said, if you couldn't see through the sarcasm.
1 or 0, sports journalists take sports journalism too seriously.
1.
0, I don't think they take it seriously enough.
A new study found that half of Americans want to see their friends at least 4 times a month, and a third of respondents said they don't get to see their friends nearly enough. 1 or 0, seeing your friends once a week is too much.
I'm gonna go with 1, because I'm gonna talk about this like it's outside of work. Like, I think, no offense, Josh, I've had a really good balance of seeing Greg outside of work. Like,
not too much, but enough.
But not too little.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just think it's funny.
Come on, do you want to see me every weekend?
No, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I also think it's funny that you use me as the example after you say outside of work.
Oh, good point. Like, I see you every day. I guess I was trying to qualify that I see you,
like,
every
think
day.
Think about, like, Gosser or Showy or some of your
buddies.
Yeah,
that's a good one. It still would be too much if I saw them once a week. For guys that even live, you know, an hour and a half away, I'd say once a quarter would be nice. Just because, you know, travel, they all, like, everyone's got different lives nowadays. They got kids. They can't make time for me.
Boiling down your friends to, I'd like to see them once a quarter.
I mean, look, the problem, like, you couldn't see all your, well, it's, and as you get older, the word friend takes on different meaning, I think, right? You have friends that you had in high school, friends that you had in college, like friends that you have through work, other friends. And the answer to me is different for everyone. But, like, yeah, 1, see, if you were to see all your friends once a week, that seems like that's all you would be doing is being with your friends. And you still have, like, family time. You still have alone time. You still have time that you're, like, trying to catch up on certain things. 1, I would say seeing your friends once a week is too much. Although I'm somebody who doesn't see my friends enough, probably.
What is that? What is your happy balance? Are you twice a quarter, 3 times a quarter?
Shut up, Josh.
I wish I could see a friend, like, once a week, I think, is a good balance. And that's not the same friend.
Rotating, you know, friends,
like,
correct.
Yeah, but you kind of rotate through.
But what does that mean? Are you, like, when you see that one friend once a week, are you just seeing them for 24 hours on a Wednesday that they're in town?
24 hours.
I don't know. Like, are you seeing one night for dinner? Are they staying the weekend?
Because you go out to dinner and maybe have, like, a drink after. Like,
okay, that'd be great.
I feel like one night with friends is a good, like,
that would be great.
It's a good balance.
I would love that.
It doesn't have to be the same friends all the time, obviously. You want to cycle those out, but I think that's a good balance.
Have you guys ever hung out with someone too much where
basically,
you just ended
Ben and
up...
I don't have a lot of friends at this point anymore. This is what it's coming down to.
I wasn't going to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to throw accusations around. But have you guys ever...
Why were you thinking that?
Because, well, the only friend you thought of was Greg, even though you work with him 2 hours, and then you're like, I think I see him enough. Do you guys ever have you ever hung out with someone so much you ended up hating them by the time you decided not to be friends? Like, you were close, and then it was just like, I see this person too much.
No, it's never really happened to me.
Maybe I just get sick of people.
Yeah, you don't like people.
I mean, like, I don't think that's the case. Like, if I'm choosing to hang out with somebody, it's usually because I like them and they've got some redeeming qualities.
Yeah, I don't force it just to force it. Unless I'm forced by, like, a girlfriend.
Does that happen?
Is that commentary?
I mean, it hasn't happened
yet. Out of the seven friends that were over this past weekend, how many did you actually like?
Ooh.
Power rank! Number seven.
I can't do this. They sent the clip. If they hear this,
they don't live here. You think they're streaming right now?
No, but Wisconsin On Demand is a place where things live forever. I'll tell you who I did like. The one that was on the air.
No, we're not doing this under your terms.
It's never under my terms. All right. I called one of her friends the wrong name. We can obviously tell that that wasn't my favorite one. Because I would have known her name. You know, that's pretty fair.
I guess. I think you're beating yourself up a little too much. There were seven of them. The idea that you just called one of them by the wrong name is a credit to you, I would say, more than anything else.
Yeah. I'd venture a guess that
I didn't call it the wrong name. We were playing a game, and I had to write down the initials, like and I wrote down the wrong letter. I wrote J, and her name started with an R.
I mean, there was people I've spent hours and hours with that were friends of friends, and by the time I left, I didn't know their name still. That happens to me.
Yeah, but it was like they were in town. I made them Marge, too. You know?
Wait, can we rank them by Marg flavor so you don't have to say their names?
No, Ben's done with this. He's as scared as he's ever been on these airwaves right now.
I don't get scared on the air.
You are being a chicken right now.
Fine, the one that I got wrong, her name.
If you're going to make it funny, make it funny, and we'll do the music into a countdown here.
All right, I'll do it next.
Ben Bruss will rank his girlfriend's friends next on Scalzo and Bruss Plus.
Oh, it's
going
to be good. If I'm going all in.
ESPY nominations. And why is Giannis not getting the love that he deserves? We'll hit it all at Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
Feelings will be hurt.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
What's your favorite type of art?
What types are there?
Do you have a favorite artist?
Van Gogh.
Scalzo and Bruss.
There is no to everything. No.
He knows nothing about Van Gogh except he's missing an ear. Yep. That's why he's my favorite.
I was going to see how many questions I could get to prove what an art fraud he is.
I'm not an art fraud. I just think art is dumb, but I love art.
Can you love something and think it's dumb all in the same?
Absolutely. A lot of people love me.
He's on a roll.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Banger, Joshy.
It's an all-time great.
Is this Maggie Rogers?
No.
Robin.
Yes.
Robin, Dancing on My Own. Keep dancing on my own. Miles in Madison chimes in 800-990-3776. Says, Greg, do you have any remaining Boston sports allegiances, given that I was born and raised in Boston? No. The day I put on my Big J sports journalist hat, I don't have any allegiances whatsoever, other than being Aaron Rodgers' number one fan, being a Bluebird,
you don't even know
being
what, Ben number, Russ, one,
number
supporter.
One supporter, and of course the leader of the Scalzo and Tausch Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona, Chugga Chugga, choo choo.
Forgot about that. You didn't make it into the
So I did. We can actually, I can play it here. It's really hard to make up your own, like, the rhythm correctly. Just fill for a second here while I get it.
So I'm of the belief that this Colorado Avalanche beat writer Mike Chambers, who was posting pictures of himself celebrating with the Stanley Cup, smoking a cigar, shows his lack of objectivity and the fact that he's more of a fan than a reporter.
Shame on him.
That offends my sensibilities.
Shame on him.
I
That's good. Good. That works.
I like that.
That works. It's hard to, because it's such a.
But that's how it is when you pull on the chain, that first. I think that, well done, Josh. Let's get that one in the system. So no, I have no sports allegiances. Not a fan. Just a Big J journalist. And now, speaking of real journalism, Ben Russ will rank his top seven, starting with number seven.
There's just four. There's friend. Four new friends.
We'll do four. Four is fine.
I feel like we're cutting out the three good ones here.
No,
Ben Russ. Without further ado, his top four friends of his girlfriend.
Number four, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
Oh.
She complained so much. Like, she was like, why do we gotta walk everywhere? Let's Uber. Freaking walk! When you're drinking, you're not thinking about walking? Like, too much complaining. Jacqueline, bottom the list. Number three. I'm gonna go with Haley, even though she's like 2B. 2A is Groovy. Haley, Groovy, great name too, right? Haley crushed it at Red Rock. She rode the crap out of that bull. 50 seconds. She went 50 seconds on the bull. It was incredible. Also, great vibes, good energy. Liked it. Groovy, 2A, mostly because she has a dog.
What's her name?
Groovy.
It's not a real name.
I don't think it's a real name, but they call her Groovy. She goes by Groovy.
Does she say Groovy a lot?
No.
Is she a hippie?
No, you just call her Groovy. She's just very, like, happy-go-lucky. She's, like, 4'10", like, 80 pounds. I know I shouldn't be talking about women and weight, but, like, she's, like, the tiniest person in the world.
Can you just finish this? This is awful. Keep going.
Number one, Catherine, we had on air. She challenged me. She told me I had to hang, and she kept on bringing shot after shot after shot after shot after shot, and I respect that. I took every single shot. And I own the weekend. Top four of girlfriend's friends. I can't believe how much she complained about the walking.
Is that the one that was rude to Catherine as well?
Yes.
I could have torn that friend group apart in 3 minutes if I wanted to.
How did I do? Was it everything you thought?
No.
You didn't know that girl's name was Groovy?
I can't get past Groovy.
No, you can't. It's kind of a sick name, isn't it?
I want to be called Groovy.
Groovy. Groovy, baby.
Sick reference, though, bro. Your references are out of control. Everyone knows that.
How did you think that went, Ben?
I thought it went splendid.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to need a Bud Light tonight after the show. Speaking of Bud Light, America's favorite light lager since 1982. Benny, the last time? Then what? What happened in 1982 that was the last time?
It was the last time what? What?
The last time the Milwaukee Brewers did what?
Won the pennant.
Yeah, there we go. America's favorite light lager since 1982. Bud Light, light, crisp, and refreshing in ice cold Bud Light is waiting for me. Brewed with four simple ingredients for the highest quality taste, barley, rice, hops, and water for those who live on the light side of life. Make it a Bud Light. Pick up Bud Light during your next visit to Woodman's, Total Wine, Festival, Walmart, Quick Trip, and Pick and Save. We love Bud Light. You love Bud Light. We all love Bud Light. And I'm dead serious. I am going to need many Bud Lights after the performance that we have put on here in the last 15 minutes, which just evolved into Ben Bruss ranking people that nobody knows with really very little entertainment value provided.
What are you talking about? The complainer, the good bull rider, the girl with the sweet name, and then the one that was giving me lots of shots.
Every friend group needs a good bull rider.
50 seconds. It was insane.
Caller number four. For Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, 800-990-3776. In 2 minutes, we've got Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss chance to win a $25 gift card. We need caller number four, 800-990-3776. See caller four. 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Next, it's Galso Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.